Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of OC Spotlight, the one show, maybe the only show, that shows you the path to a healthier life, one conversation at a time. And today, I don't know that we can keep it to one conversation. This may be an informed conversation. This may be an involved conversation. So see if we can follow the bouncing ball with one of the most amazing innovators here at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. Welcome back once again, Howard Leonhardt. Welcome, sir.
Glad to be here, Paul.
You have a capacity to just blow my mind every time you start talking here. You just start casually rattling off all the things that you've done and you're tackling and doing, mostly around the world of longevity and regenerating limbs and hearts and other sorts of things. And you've been doing this for a long time. So let's catch people up for those that haven't caught some of the earlier episodes here. Howard Leonhardt, you created Lionheart Health. What does Lionheart Health do in a nutshell?
Lionheart Health is a spin-out of Leonhardt Ventures, which is just celebrated its 40th anniversary. But Lionheart Health is a new spin-out. And this spin-out is focused on developing longevity and wellness med spas and longevity and wellness products that can be sold to other med spas and sports medicine clinics.
Huge world. Everybody wants to live longer. Everybody wants to live better. We don't want to be our parents where we're dying young and we're not dying well. Let's put it that way. We could talk a great deal about my mother and Parkinson's and all those kinds of things that we all fear ahead of us here. The good news is sometimes I say to myself, hey, I'm going to be like my parents. I might live to be 90. The bad news is I'm going to live to be 90. Oh, my God, what's that going to look like? So you're trying to reshape what that looks like. And let's start with the earliest work that you did years ago that you made a ton of money and got a ton of attention for. And that's regenerating human hearts. How the heck did you do that?
Well, as I mentioned, Leonhardt Ventures, the parent company of Lionheart Health, just celebrated its 40th anniversary. So we started in 1982 and regenerated our first heart in animals in 1988. We regenerated our first human aorta in 1995, became the world leaders in repairing aortic aneurysms without surgery. We sold that to Medtronic. They have the world-leading market share. About 50% of all aortic aneurysms, including my father's just earlier this year, were repaired with that patented system.
Somehow it goes in and using, is it the same electrical stimulation? You're stimulating the body to grow something. You're not sewing it and attaching it somehow here.
Well, the history of our company is a convergence of endovascular technologies, bioelectric stimulation, controlled protein expression, which you just described, and then also injecting stem cells and support factors. In summarizing, we regenerated our first human heart in 2001, and I'll skip over a few steps of the history because it takes a while to go through 40 years. But in 2008, after spending decades working on heart regeneration research and spending some time, which began with Dr. Robert Becker in 1985, the author of the book Body Electric, using the convergence of bioelectric protein expressions that would cause proteins to grow new blood vessels, grow muscle, regenerate nerves, and injections of stem cells suspended in nutrient hydrogel, we decided to put together an incubator called Leonhardt's Launchpads. It began in Santa Rosa, California, in one of the buildings of the University of Northern California. And then in 2012, we moved to Santa Monica. And then about 5 years ago, we moved down to Orange County. It's been a great, great journey. And basically, this incubator was chartered with the purpose of determining if everything we learned in those two or three decades of regenerating hearts and limbs, if it would apply to anything else. Right. And now we have 30-some products, including regenerating skin, regenerating hair, treating erectile dysfunction, regenerating knees and other joints. We now have decided to commercialize some of those. So we got five products cleared by the FDA, and we're now bringing those to market. And one of the ways we're bringing them to market is with our own branded med spas.
Wow. My mind is blown at every one of those statements here. First of all, I know you speak in English when you describe some of these things, but boy, it's hard for me to follow some of these when you get real scientific about all this stuff. The fact is that you built a heart generation, what would you call it, a model, a system, a technique? Is it, how would you describe it as? It's using electrostimulation and all these other things you described, right? And then you start experimenting and say, does that, can we grow other things in the body? Can the body regenerate other things? And from that, you've now identified 30 plus things, and you got the FDA to approve work on four or five things. How does it work? Is it like a, is it a bodysuit that you wear? Is it a device that you strap on? I mean, give us some picture of what this looks like when you do this procedure.
It's a stimulation device we have made for us by Mettler Electronics in Anaheim, California. We have a second supplier, HTM Electronics, down in Brazil, and I have a third supplier, Weimsbro, out of Spain. We have these built for us with our name on them, and we program our patented software in there. Mm-hmm. And what these stimulators do is we run electrodes. Most people are familiar with TENS units for pain. It's something like that, but right, very different in how they operate. And basically,
something, an electrode that you put on a patch or some part of your body, and then it sends an electrical signal in there to stick.
That's right. And we can put those electrodes in a bodysuit, like you mentioned. We can put them in a hair cap for hair. We can put them in a skin mask for skin. For each organ, we have a basic, we call it organ interface, a different way of attaching it. But it's all the same. It's basically the same electrodes. Mm-hmm. We just package it in a cap for hair regeneration. But what those electrodes do is they stimulate the muscle under the skin and the skin to secrete certain proteins. And these proteins and these secretions, we've patented the specific signals that communicate with the cell DNA to build the RNA, fancy word for proteins. Mm-hmm. And also communicate with the cell membranes to open and close channels that need to be open and closed on demand to let these proteins out. And most of the recent work that has been done just in the laboratory a few hundred feet from here.
Yeah, right. At UCI's Beale Applied Innovation Center, where our studio is located, right?
And University Lab Partners, which is right, is operating the lab space for. What we have focused on recently is this suite of aging reversal proteins. And the biggest one, and the one that we've received a number of patents on, is Clotho.
And let's talk about that. So this is a protein I've never heard of. I can't tell you much about proteins, RNA, as you guys talk about it here. But talk a little bit about it. There's been a lot of research and work done on this protein, Klotho, if you want to look it up, Clotho. What does this magic, it's sort of like a magic bullet. Is this the fountain of youth that we've been looking for here?
Well, we originally went after it, that we led some work that some other folks were injecting the Clotho protein to try to improve muscle performance. Mm-hmm. And we thought, well, we're trying to regenerate heart muscle. We're trying to regenerate other muscles. Maybe this is a protein that we should look at.
Right.
And what we found out is that it does do that. It helps build more muscle more quickly. And we were able to get this bodysuit cleared through the FDA for augmenting the benefits of exercise, particularly getting muscle to release beneficial exokines and myokines, again, fancy words that mm-hmm. basically describe proteins. And one of those is Clotho, and the other is follistatin. And it's cleared by the FDA for doing that, building more muscle more quickly. So if you work out with the suit on for 20 minutes, you get as much muscle as you would have gotten for 2 to 4 hours of working out without the suit.
Wow.
And when you work out just normally without a suit on, you increase your circulating Clotho about 3%. And if you add a standard EMS suit, which is a number of them out there, mm-hmm. you can maybe double that from 3% to 6%. We've been hitting as high as 150% increase, and we've been steadily hitting as high as 60% increase. Of course, it depends on where you start. If you're sedentary and you're down at a Clotho level of 488 pgml, which
or
is
zero, like I probably
very low, it's much easier to have a dramatic percentage increase. Now, if you're a pro athlete, and using running the mile as an example, if you're running a 12-minute mile, we can get you to 6 minutes and show this dramatic gain. But if you're already at 4 minutes and 10 seconds, it's hard to get you to 3 minutes and 50 seconds. That's right. Where the and so it depends where you start. But so most of these figures that I'm quoting are for people that are kind of normal people that right. that aren't super athletes. And we for those people, we can increase 150%. But where this has meaning
okay.
is that Clotho was discovered in Japan in 1997. And since then, 3,600 papers have been published on
wow.
the subject.
Wow.
And if you read, which we've read most of them, these 3,600 published papers, the clear conclusion is if you're low in circulating Clotho, 500 and below, 500 pg per ml or below, you're aging more rapidly. A study came out last year that said an all-cause mortality, which could be more important than that. If you're low in circulating Clotho, 31% higher chance to die before your expected median age.
Across the board.
Across the board.
Yeah. All right.
And it's been found to be tied to almost every aging-related element, from the head to the toes.
Losing hair, your skin sagging, your joints hurt, erectile dysfunction, all sorts of anything that hits us men of a certain age as we age here.
You hit on a number of them, and aging of the heart, kidney failure, hypertension, high blood pressure, and cancer. So wow. It's been found that if you're low in circulating cholesterol, much higher chance for cancer. And the opposite is starting to build. So most of these papers have been to the negative, showing that if you're low in circulating cholesterol, it's really bad. You're going to have early onset dementia. You're going to have a higher chance of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. You've got a higher chance of Parkinson's, which you mentioned earlier,
right.
That your mother suffered of. Now the data is going in the other direction, where people like us are doing numerous studies. And we've studied now over 1,000 patients that have been subjected to our cholesterol supplementation therapy, mm-hmm. and so have some others. And what the data is starting to show is that we can reverse that out. We can lower the chance of dementia. We can lower the calcium. Just by increasing cholesterol, they call it autophagy, and I'm still having a hard time pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
But it's a fancy word that says it dissolves the calcification in your arteries and your heart valves and in your brain. And this amyloid plaque in the brain is supposed
yes.
to be identified as one of the underlying causes of Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And if you increase your circulating cholesterol, you are able to have amyloid plaque clearance. So a fancy word again, or fancy set of words that basically describe you dissolve the calcification in your arteries, heart valves, in your brain, which
We've
is a good thing.
We talked about that on our show, Health Talks, with Dr. Trun, who's on the board of Alzheimer's, and he talks about that, was it amyloid plaque or something? Whatever word you just use, it's a plaque that builds up in your brain, and it prevents these signals from traveling your brain here. And obviously, that leads to a breakdown in your brain function here. All right. If I didn't electrically stimulate it, how would I increase clotho, this protein I never heard of? Could I get injections of it? Is this having to do with stem cell injections and other sorts of things? Or is it just something my body naturally produces if I challenge my body through exercise, for example? How would I get clotho otherwise?
So the most natural way to increase your circulating clotho is to do all the classic good things. Exercise, sleep well, manage your stress, eat well. And all of that might increase your circulating clotho about 3 to 6% above where you'd be at if you didn't do all that. And so even 3 to 6% is meaningful to a healthy life. And one of the benefits of exercise is emerging to be that you increase your circulating clotho. But when you exercise with our suit on, increases it up to 150%.
Wow.
So each exercise session is
you're
much more.
You're getting more out of it, everything that you do. You're multiplying the effect, and you're dramatically increasing this protein. Did we not know this protein existed? Is this a breakthrough recently that we discovered? It seems like kind of like the magic fountain of youth type of thing here. If this is the underlying protein that influences so much of our body's decline here.
In 1997, a group of Japanese researchers by accident blocked the expression of clotho in mice. And those mice died 80% younger earlier than normal mice. And on the way to dying 80% earlier, every aging-related element showed up earlier. Loss of hair, loss of sexual health, cognitive function was reduced, memory was reduced. And then they decided, okay, let's supplement normal mice with more clotho and see what happens. And those mice that they supplemented clotho lived 30% longer than normal mice and 120% longer than clotho-deficient mice or clotho-blocked mice. And on the way to living 30% longer, they did not have loss of hair, loss of memory, loss of cognitive function, loss of sexual health.
They lived better and longer.
They lived better. They just, when they died, but they died healthy.
Right.
Or they lived healthy until they died. Now, that has not completely been translated to humans yet, but we're working to translate to humans. And you asked about, so in addition to the bioelectric expression of clotho, which is much easier to get through the FDA and much easier for people to use that can do
right.
it at home, we have patented also clotho-expressing mesenchymal stem cells that have to be infused, have to only be given at a clinic by a doctor, or can be injected. And so, you know, going back to our original work with heart regeneration, which we still continue to do research mm-hmm. there, we implant a pacemaker under the skin, and we run that pacemaker to the heart, and we express these signals to grow new blood vessels that regenerate muscle. Clotho is one of those, as well as follistatin, S100A. We regenerate nerve connections, and if I didn't say it already, we grow new blood vessels. And then we also implant under the skin a pump, an actual physical pump that has a silicone septum, and we will send the patients home with a box of syringes that are pre-filled. And every day they will refill their own pump under their skin with 2 mLs, and that has clotho-expressing MSCs, immature muscle stem cells, and what we call a nutrient hydrogel. But some of the things in the nutrient hydrogel include amniotic fluid, bioelectrically enhanced platelet-rich fibrin, which comes from your blood, stromal fraction from your own fat tissue, and then selected growth factors and selected exosomes. These are all kind of fancy things that are basically a miracle grow for cells. It's suspended in a gel. And we slowly infuse from that pump every day the stem cells and the nutrient hydrogel into the failing heart. And then we also stimulate the failing heart. And part of those stimulation signals modulate the inflammation, which is really, really bad for somebody that is suffering of heart failure. And you put those two things together, we think, you know, we've developed the ultimate total heart regeneration technology.
Wow.
We have to prove it out, though, and that takes longer to get through the FDA. So that comes back to Lionheart Health. So we have investors, and we've been at this research a long time. So finally, we had to say it's going to take another 10 years to get the heart regeneration product through
the FDA. What can we do in the meantime to get some payoff here?
Yeah, and exactly.
Get it out there. Right.
We were able to work with the FDA to get clearance on 5 products that don't involve injections, that just we electrically stimulate on the surface, and we can take away wrinkles on your skin. We can grow hair on your head. We can improve your sexual health. We can get your sore knees and elbows to be less sore.
You say this so casually. This is the holy grail. This is the impossible quest here. This is what we've all been looking for. The fountain of youth, I keep saying, since earliest dawn of time here. You seem to be on the verge of it here. You raised, what your first round you did, like, you told me once you spent $140 million or raised $140 million just to go through the heart part of it. What kind of money does it take to pioneer this work and to launch it to the public through these, I guess, med spas? Is that what you're going to build here? Sort of these med spas where you can get this bioelectrical stimulation, maybe not the stem cell part of it yet here, but the bioelectrical stimulation to apply to some specific parts of the body. You rattle off the big five all the time. What are the big five that everybody goes to a med spa for here?
They normally go for the med spa for taking away wrinkles in the skin,
right,
for either growing hair or hair removal.
Right.
And then now the latest thing has been body toning and sculpting.
Right.
And then a lot of med spas now are offering programs for sexual health, both male and female. They're offering programs to take away joint pain.
Joint pain.
And then some of them offer some mental health technologies, which we have as well. Working with University of California, Irvine, we've developed the brain band. And with the brain band is electrical stimulation for improving memory, improving cognitive function, treating depression, treating addiction. We don't have FDA clearance for all those indications of use, but we're working to get them. We just announced yesterday that we finished our enrollment in our trial for depression. So we had patients that were not responding to drug therapy, and we, in a clinical trial, enrolled them into our study, and I can share before it's released that the last 10 patients that we treated, they all were relieved of their depression symptoms, and it wasn't working with drugs. And of course, we have a mental health epidemic in the United States, especially after COVID.
Isn't that the truth? All right. So you've got all these things. Is it basically the same software, as you would call it? You figured out how to stimulate things in the body, and you're basically trying to find the good things and what turns them on, right? And what gets the body to produce these proteins or other sorts of things that you're looking for. And so you're just tweaking it to see if we do it this way with these signals and in this process, we can generate this, we can stimulate this. If we do it another way, hey, we could apply it to the thing. It seems like it's the basic stimulation that you're just trying to fine tune and apply to the body and see if it can turn on different protein growths.
That's accurately said, and it's the same stimulator, and it's almost the same signal. So almost everything we're doing, whether it's the hair or the skin, we recruit stem cells to the site or erectile dysfunction or the knee. We reduce inflammation. We try to improve the blood supply, improve circulation. And if there's muscle involved, we try to reverse muscle atrophy, or, you know, fancy word for muscle weakness. And
right.
Even in your skin, it's been found that if you improve the muscle tone of your facial skin, you look better. A lot of people have, you know, creams and stuff, but if your muscles are sagging in your face, you're not going to have that youthful appearance. So we apply these technologies. In fact, it's a little bit of an inside joke that the exact treatment that we use for erectile dysfunction, growing blood vessels, recovering muscle, reestablishing nerve connections, recruiting stem cells, is exactly the same program we use for after a heart attack. So we didn't have to change anything. We just pointed it to a different place.
Pointed to a different place and retune it and zap it, and here you go. All right. This is mind-boggling stuff here. We're privileged here in Orange County because you're going to build one of these prototypes that could turn into 100+ of these med spas. Have you got the funding for that? Are you raising funding for it? Is this the first proof of concept that you're going to go out and raise a round of funding to do more of these here?
Well, I do want to share that we're scheduled to open up February or March in Dana Point, the first Lionheart Longevity and Wellness Med Spa that will feature all of these technologies. We'll have people come in. We'll do a blood test. We'll establish where they're at, and we'll develop a customized program for them if they want their goals for beauty and their goals for long-term health. And really what we want is everybody coming in to adopt a healthier lifestyle, to use technologies to try to extend health span. And yes, our plan shows that we want to franchise and open up our own corporate med spas, 124 of them around the world.
Wow.
In the next 60 months or so. I don't want to comment now on capital raising because our lawyers tell us to be careful about
that. I want to know where I can put my money in. That's all I want to know. Because the key thing is, you're doing different aspects of it, one on. And that's the way science or medicine tends to work. I go see somebody to fix my knee. I go see somebody to grow hair. I go see somebody to repair my heart. Special things, special programs, and they have special ways to measure those things and whatnot, the FDA, before they approve different procedures targeted all these things. What your real goal is even loftier than that. Maybe I'm overstating this, but you want to look at a holistic approach to extending life. You don't want to just say, well, my knee's better, but my heart's still bad. You want to find ways to holistically help people live longer and live better. Is that the goal here?
That's absolutely the goal. The way that we're doing this with the convergence of bioelectric protein expressions and biologics is more in line with the way that we're built in the first place. In fact, our most ambitious project is we are developing a womb for adults. So we think...
You say that so casually, a womb for adults, where you're basically going to grow people into better people?
All of this technology that we're working on now separately, which is for just about every organ, regenerating the skin, regenerating the hair. We have a trial going in the United States for vision recovery, for hearing recovery.
Yeah, you said 30 different aspects of aging you're tackling and looking at, everything from mental health to sexual dysfunction to hair growth, all these things. Oh, what if we stimulate it over here? What if we stimulate it over here? What if we stimulate it over here in this way? And then you just got to fine tune it. So all these different things. But the goal is to holistically stimulate the body.
And where it all will come together is eventually we're going to have an organ regeneration chamber. So we're not sure how long you have to be in it, but maybe you'll go to sleep in it and you'll wake up a regenerated person.
A new man.
We couldn't bite that all off in one step. So we're doing it, you know, one organ at a time. So, you know, our studies for vision recovery are just looking at vision recovery, but eventually we'll tie all this together into one unit that will be a total body regeneration
chamber.
And
here's where it gets really mind-blowing, folks. If you've stuck with us this far, this sounds like a complete science fiction story so far here. But there is a group of wealthy individuals out there, very wealthy individuals, who've created something called XPRIZE. We've heard of XPRIZEs for different things. You can go look it up, xprize.org/, I think it's health span. Is that what it is?
Yes.
And this, tell us about, they just announced this prize. Anybody who can significantly extend life can try and win this prize. It's one of these, we're going to put it out there and see if anybody can shoot for the moon. Anybody can do this. And what's the prize worth?
They put up $101 million, and they've claimed that it's the largest prize of this type ever in the history of mankind. And it's not just for longevity, so they've specified health span and defined health span that what they want is somebody to win this prize that leads to extending a healthy life at least 10 years longer than that person likely by statistics would have had a healthy life. So extending a healthy life 10 years longer than what would have been expected if you didn't have this technology.
And part of the challenge, this is a challenge they've thrown down. We'll put up $101 million if someone can significantly extend life 10 years or more. Now, how do you prove that? What biometrics, what markers do you do? Because there's different ways to measure the heart, different ways to measure sexual function, different ways to measure skin, tone, and all these things. And your answer, their answer was what? Figure it out. You've got to not only show the results, you've got to be able to demonstrate it and come up with almost a new way of tracking these things.
That's right. Dr. Jamie Justice, the executive director of XPRIZE HealthSpan, we were at a conference and she got asked that question and she said, you have to come up with some measurement methods that you convince our judges were worthy to prove to the judges that your health span extension technology actually did something. Yeah. And that they are not defining ahead of time a strict criteria for how you will measure it, but they are defining that it has to be holistic. So if you just fix the liver, but the rest of the person's body is falling apart, they can't see, they're falling down, they can't hear, you're not going to win this prize.
So right.
For people that have bad livers, they'll be very happy to.
Yeah, there might be other ways to get to other prizes in the liver world. But this is a bold initiative that was just announced, $101 million for any company, any technology that can significantly increase health span by at least 10 years and demonstrate that you did it. It's not just you picked a bunch of lucky people and they lived 10 years longer there. Hooray. Or people said, oh, I feel better or I look better or something. This is going to be a proven technique. So you're not only coming up with new science, you're coming up with new ways to measure the science, new ways to prove what you've done. That's a pretty hefty goal. You want to win this prize?
Well, we think we have a realistic chance. We've been, you know, as I mentioned, we're 40 years into this work, and we think that there's no one else on the planet, no other group that has more experience in regenerating organs. We regenerated working with Dr. Ray Scow and Dr. George McGovern our first animal heart in 1988. And there's not a lot of groups that have that long of a history. And, you know, we really believe this convergence of bioelectric controlled protein expressions and bioelectrically enhanced biologics, it has a chance, and particularly with these particular proteins. I mentioned CLOTO, but we've developed over 70 different protein expressions, and it would take a longer interview to go down all of them.
It's not as I'm trying to make it simple. I'm trying to make it digestible for the average person. Your goal is no less than extending human life significantly, meaningfully. You live longer, you live better by at least 10 years, and you think that starting with opening these health spas for people, med spas where people can come in and get a treatment for a specific problem, that eventually this will turn into a holistic treatment for the whole body and maybe a treatment where you go in and come out a new man, a better person.
Or a woman, yes, yeah. That's true. It's a lofty goal, but you know we've seen signs of it. So this to us, this is not science fiction and off into the future. It's already happening. And you know we had our first product where we just injected muscle stem cells one time in failing hearts. And, you know, I was there with some of those patients that their hearts, you know, dramatically started pumping better. We didn't have the spectacular success every single time. And we learned later that one-time injection of muscle stem cells wasn't enough. You have to deliver it more often. We learned that if you suspend it with the nutrient hydrogel, you can get better results. We learned that if you supplement it with inflammation modulation and bioelectric signals to recruit stem cells and to release muscle growing proteins, you can get a better job. This is research. But even in the early stages when we had the most rudimentary version of the product, you know, I saw with my own eyes that we took a heart that wasn't pumping very well and we got it to start pumping well. And that is regeneration. That's what our goal is to turn something not working and old into something young and working well.
Well, you epitomize what this show, our lofty goal is to present the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in our own backyard. And of all the ones I've done over 12 years, this has got to be the most amazing, the most incredible, the loftiest, the most potentially life-changing conversation we've ever had. I'm not sure I really understand it. I'm not sure, dare I say, that I even believe it or dare to believe it. But you're on the verge of pushing back human longevity significantly. I'll leave you with this. We had somebody in years ago on another show. And they were talking about longevity and the improvements, things like you're working on, other people are working on. And they said that they really, I know they're trying to be shocking, but they said they really felt that somewhere on the planet Earth today was the first human child who will live to see 150. Is that really where we're headed? I mean, we're going to break through this barrier and extend life certainly longer than we've ever imagined it in humankind here. What do you think of that? Or is that, are we getting close to those kinds of breakthroughs here?
120, I think, is realistic. And, you know, we're all in this field learning. And thank goodness for the X Prize Health Span competition. I met, by the way, Charles Lindbergh Jr. We were together at the 100th anniversary of the Wright Brothers flight. He handed me a card, and the card said X Prize. And I said, oh, what's X Prize? And he said, well, my grandfather flew across the Atlantic, and he won the predecessor of the X Prize. I think it was called the Goring Prize. Mm-hmm. And these organizers recruited me to join their cause of the X Prize, kind of honoring the great accomplishment of my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've stayed in touch with the X Prize and waited and waited until just this week they announced the $101 million prize for health span extension. And we've already let them know that we plan to enter the competition.
We're coming for it. Okay. Well, I hope you will keep us apprised of the progress, not only the med spas. How do they find the med spa when it opens up? It's in Dana Point, the first one, this prototype. It'll be called Lion Heart Longevity. Lion Heart, just like it sounds, longevity. And it'll open, what, February, March of next year, something like that?
Yeah. LionHeartLongevity.com will offer a variety of services that the FDA will allow us to offer at this time. And we have a pipeline of new things coming. It's in downtown Dana Point in the Lantern District, a beautiful building. I encourage everybody listening in Orange County to come.
Yeah.
And we're
check it out. See if they can tackle one problem at a time. We're just starting small here. Can we help with some of these four or five things the FDA is going to let you tackle here? And who knows? By this time next year, you may have another five that you've gotten approved for use, because you're working on 35 of them or more or whatever here, things that you can stimulate and help here. I just can't wait to see where this whole thing goes. And I hope you'll keep me praised and keep us in line here, because it's another example of the amazing stuff happening right here in California, in Orange County, at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center, and specifically University Lab Partners that takes up the whole top floor of this building here. People have no idea what's going on. You're working on pushing the boundaries of human health, extending significantly human life to live longer and live better. Boy, live long and prosper, as they say on another TV show here. Thanks for coming in, Howard Leonhardt. I hope you'll come back and tell us more.
Thank you so much, Paul, and thanks for everyone listening. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to the OC Spotlight, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.